The price of college textbooks has risen more than 800% over the past 30 years. The consumer price index over that same period, up 250%. Some community colleges are trying to lighten the load by offering zero textbook courses, where the emphasis is on open resources. Linda Williams teaches business administration at Tidewater Community College in Chesapeake, Virginia, and joins us now. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
So first of all, explain to us what a zero textbook course is. Is it exactly what it sounds like?
It is actually a zero textbook cost degree. In other words, students have access to all of their course content in a digital format, therefore removing the textbook cost and hence the Z degree.
Okay, so they're not paying for textbooks, but are they paying for some of the cost of the digital materials?
No. When Tidewater created the Z degree, one of the criteria was that a student would have full and unfettered access to all course materials on day one of the course at zero cost.
Wow. So how is Tidewater then doing this? Because I presume, are you using materials that still have some form of copyright on them?
Copyright in a sense, in that all of the materials that we use are released under a Creative Commons license, which is an intellectual property license that requires that people be able to reuse, remix, redistribute, and retain those materials for an infinite period of time.
So these are then materials that can be, as you just said, accessed more easily because of the lack of having to pay for them. But I'm wondering, are you concerned that it might lock students out of certain kinds of very important course material? I mean, you teach business administration. Are there case studies, for example, that you'd like to use but can't because you'd have to pay for them?
We would love to have access to more high-quality course materials, but the movement to openness in education and sharing of content is just gaining such momentum that we find that more and more we're able to access open journals, open data, open content at a much higher rate than we have been in the past.
So what has the reaction been from other faculty members? Do they feel like they've had to change how they teach or what they're teaching, or is there enough out there that they're happy with the materials available?
You know, we teach to a set of stated learning outcomes, and so faculty have been extremely successful in finding high-quality, well-aligned content for literally just a host of disciplines, everything from biology to statistics to English to physical education.
And I'm just going to presume that students are happy with this.
They are. They are very happy. Textbook costs are just an astronomical burden, especially for a community college student. Tidewater estimates that we have reduced the cost of an associate's degree by 25% by removing these textbook costs.
Well, Linda, I'm curious. It's all well and good to say that materials are going to be for free, but has it made a difference in the actual outcomes or learning for your students?
It actually has. The data that we've collected since the inception of the project is showing us that students who have access to 100% of their course content on day one succeed at a much higher rate than the students in the non-Z counterparts. We are seeing withdrawal rates in the Z courses that are almost 6% lower than the non-Z counterparts.
Why do you think that is?
I think part of it has to do with access. When students can have access to all of their content on day one, they don't fall behind. And so it really is this idea that regardless of your social, economic, or educational background, you have the same opportunity to succeed starting on day one as everyone else in the class.
Now, as you know, the textbook industry is a big one. The higher ed textbook market nationwide is at least a $7 billion market. Have you been receiving any pushback from publishers?
You know, the publishers have actually started to look at ways that they can engage. We're seeing more and more of them trying to develop platforms where they can actually integrate openly licensed content with their copyrighted content. Of course, that doesn't work for us because we have this bar that we've set that says zero cost. But, you know, I think if institutions are realistic, they know their textbook revenues have been declining for years. Students have been circumventing the bookstore. They rent. They don't buy books. They buy used. So this is the natural result of almost an 812% increase in textbook costs. Eventually, the cost gets so high that people find a way to work around it.
Well, Linda Williams teaches business administration at Tidewater Community College in Chesapeake, Virginia. Really great to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.